You're listening to SBS News.
Welcome to our home.
Wow. Hello.
Proudly showing people around her home, Jamie was pregnant, homeless, and battling to stay sober. Then she was offered a place on a program providing transitional housing, health, and social support to vulnerable mothers and newborns in Victoria.
Oh, it has made the world of difference. I honestly believe that if I wasn't able to move into this program, I wouldn't have Zayden in my care. I feared that he would be removed from my care because of my situation prior to moving into the Cornelia program.
The Cornelia program offers transitional accommodation in a new apartment complex in Melbourne's inner south. It also offers tailored healthcare provided by the Royal Women's Hospital. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says by providing new mothers with safe accommodation, they get the opportunity to stay with and care for their babies.
I'm really pleased that different arms of government and community have come together for this Australian first. It's what's going to make these beautiful kids' lives better.
Social housing provider Housing First is part of the program. CEO Hale Humai says it's transforming lives, just as staff hoped it would.
We wanted to break the intergenerational cycle of disadvantage by providing new mothers with a secure and safe roof over their head and access to necessary services and support to gain skills and independence.
Homelessness service provider Launch Housing says a lack of affordable housing is driving demand for places in the program. The organisation's Andrew Hollows would like to see additional transitional accommodation established around the state.
This facility accommodates 36 women and their children. We could easily fill three or four more of these facilities. There's a large demand coming through.
Emma couch surfed and lived in a squat for the first 7 months of her pregnancy. She describes entering the program as a gigantic gift.
I was finally able to actually take a big deep breath out and feel comfortable somewhere. I was able to get my diet back to a healthy thing. I got into a good sleeping pattern.
The 32-year-old is now living independently.
I feel very much part of my community now because we go to playgroup and stuff on a Monday. We're starting swimming lessons later in the week and, you know, we go to the park and stuff like that. And I still speak to a lot of the workers and supports from here because we've become friends over my journey.
Both mother and baby are thriving. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.